Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, welcome to another episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. Today's episode, I don't know what day it is where you are as you're listening, but as I am recording this, it is Valentine's Day. So this is our special Valentine's Day 2020 episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. And appropriately, we'll be taking a look at a love song. This love song is called Love You Perfectly, and it appears on 2017's Refuge LP. And so we'll give a listen to Love You Perfectly, and then we'll talk about it a little bit on the other side.
You are the one who sees me. You are the one who sees me through. Try to love you perfectly, perfectly. Gonna try to love you perfectly.
So that was Love You Perfectly from 2017's Refuge LP. Tell you a little bit about, of course, the song is written about and for my beautiful wife, Cheryl Simpson. We've been married about 33 years, and I draw on a few memories in the song that we'll talk about in a little bit. But really, when I wrote the song, I was actually away from Cheryl. I was at a retreat. I facilitate retreats for teachers at a camp, Camp Placerville, actually, in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And I was at one of those retreats. We have on Saturday afternoons at the retreat, we have a kind of a spacious bit of time for people to spend kind of on their own. There are lots of places to hike, and we have a lot of readings and some journaling and things like that. But we try to provide some time for people to kind of do some things that they want to do unplanned as far as the retreat goes, unstructured time. And so it was a Saturday afternoon, and I had a. I have a couple, actually three, tenor banjos. The tenor banjo, of course, is a four-string banjo, not the five-string that is so very well-known by Earl Scruggs and all that, you know. And I do not play that kind of banjo. I'd love to. I wish I could, you know. I watch Steve Martin, for instance, do that. He's amazing. But what I play is the four-string banjo, and either do a little bit of finger picking that tries to be like a hammer claw a little bit, if you know that style, or a flat pick. I do some flat picking on the banjo, and so I have my own kind of style. But I had the banjo with me, and I had my iPhone, and I headed out on the trail. By the creek that runs through there, which happens to be Rapid Creek, with the strong intent to write at least one or two songs while I was gone. And I did. I wrote two songs that day on the hike, and I recorded them both. The way I preserve my songwriting initially is usually through recording it with my iPhone. As a video. And so I recorded both of them. One of them, we're not talking about this time. I'll talk about it some other time. Paul was a quiet man, about my grandfather. The other one, though, I was nearing the end of my hike, my time that I had, and I was kind of thinking, I wanted to write one more song. I was right there on the edge of the creek, sitting on a rock. And so I started playing this and really sort of semi-improvised. It's a very simple song. I semi-improvised it right there while I recorded it. Sort of knew what I was going to sing, but not really completely. And wrapped it up and thought, that's a keeper. And I was thinking about my wife, of course. I was away from her. When I have work trips and I have to be away, I do a lot of thinking about where she's at, what's happening at our house, her and our dogs, and and stuff like that. So that was on my mind, and I wrote the song. The video was good enough. I put it out on my YouTube channel. So what I'll do is on the podcast, on the Songcast page, I'll include the link to that video as well, so you can catch that very, very first version, live version of the song. But we'll go ahead and talk about the lyrics and a little bit about the music, and then wish everybody a very, very happy and loving Valentine's Day. So lyrically, we start out, "All my love, all my doubt, all the things I've done, all the things I could do without. Oh, it's you. You are the one who sees me through. Yeah, and it's me. Gonna try to love you perfectly." So a number of things there. All my love, all my doubt, all the things I've done, all the things I could do without. You know, when you're in a relationship that's really a loving relationship, I know at the beginning of relationships, we kind of try to show what we really want to show, kind of like a Facebook page, you know? You kind of marketing yourself, you know? Showing just the good stuff, trying not to show the bad stuff. Well, at some point, if the love is true, if the relationship is real, it's not just all my love. It's also all my doubt. It's not just all the things I've done, both good and bad. It's also all the things that I could do without. And it's that honesty. It's that honesty that we bring to those relationships when they're deepening and when they're rich and when they're lasting and sustainable. Because it's not sustainable if you don't bring all of that. It's not sustainable to just be marketing. It's not sustainable to have a marriage that looks like a Facebook page. It's got to be real. It's got to be all of it. Oh, it's you. You are the one who sees me through. And it's me. I'm going to try to love you perfectly. That's the refrain. You know, and I think about Cheryl, and I think about all the years, and I think about the things that we've done together, the things that we've been through together, the difficult stuff, the wonderful, beautiful times, the children that we've had, the engagement with family, other family members, and even the arguments that we've had, and the times when it's been rough. But she has seen me through. She has been there. And the response to that, of course, is, despite the fact that I love you fully and completely, I'm going to continue to try to love you even more perfectly. And so that's kind of the core of the song. The next verse, we kind of get into just shades of when we first met. We were both at college in York, Nebraska, a little college called York College. It was a junior college at the time. And her family had been connected with York College for years and years and years, generationally. My family had been connected with York College for years and years, generationally. My parents had both been there and taught there, and we were both there, and I remember one day meeting her, seeing her across the room at a gathering, and seeing her smile, and it just completely took me. And so we started slowly. We were both in choir, in chorus, and we went on a tour. We always did it. They always did a tour, a chorus tour. We would go around, travel around to several different towns and sing in churches and stuff. And and we were on the bus, all on the bus riding together and stuff. And so I spent a lot of time with her. And then when we got back, I asked her to the banquet that was coming up. And she said, "Oh, I've already got a date. I already said yes to this other guy." And I said, "Okay, well, it's all right. You know, maybe we can do something else." She said, yeah, I'd like that. And I knew the other guy. And so I kind of went and talked with him. And he said, "Oh, man, yeah, if you guys are kind of starting something, you go for it, man. You could take her to the banquet," which I thought was really big of him. But anyway, so that's how it got started all the way back in 1984. So this verse, "On the day we met, I didn't yet know you owned my soul. I only saw your beauty there on the surface, shining, waiting to make me whole. Oh, it's you. You are the one who sees me through. Oh, yeah, and it's me. I'm going to try to love you perfectly." So, you know, when you first meet somebody, you see the surface there. And you're first attracted to surface things. And I'm not just talking about appearance, but that's a big part of it. I mean, she was beautiful and she had an incredible smile. And I was immediately attracted to her. But you get to know them on the surface. The surface things that they say, the surface things that they're interested in. And that shine that first attracts you. But as the relationship grows and deepens, you get so far past that surface. So far past that surface. There's so much richness underneath, inside, down in the depths. It's like looking at a jewel or something. You know, you see a shine on the surface, but you hold it closer and you look into the depth of some precious stone, and there's all kinds of stuff going on inside there. There's just all kinds of richness. So we first are attracted on the surface, and then later we discover the depth. "And I didn't yet know you own my soul." Part of what you find in the depth of that person feels like you. Feels like, I know this sounds goofy, but people talk about being soulmates, but part of what you find in the depth, in the inside of this other person, is what is fundamentally you. And I'm not saying you become the same person, or lose your identity, but I'm saying your identity is made fuller, made more complete because of what's there in this other person. So the next verse. "We are joined in this dance every day and every hour. We will share every delicacy, every sweet and every sour. Oh, it's you. You are the one who sees me through. Yeah, and it's me. Gonna try to love you perfectly. Oh, it's you. You are the one who sees me through. Yeah, and it's me. Going to try to love you perfectly." So, lots of people have used the metaphor of dance for life. It's a good metaphor, especially when you're talking about relationships in life, because there's give and take. And sometimes one person's leading and sometimes the other person's leading. And all the time you're trying to follow and you're trying to hear the music and you're trying to make it beautiful and to keep it fun. And it's every day and it's every hour. And you don't realize how much those things are piling up until you stop at some point down the line and look back and go, "Oh my gosh. So many days, so many weeks, so many years, so many moments, so many experiences and there's a richness there. And then the other metaphor of food. We will share every delicacy, every sweet, and every sour. It's not just the sweet things that you share that make it rich. It's also the sour things. And I would say also it's the bitter things. It's everything. It's the sharing. It's the sharing that's important. When you've been through something with someone, when you've experienced something with someone, it bonds you in ways that being apart, you could never be bonded. And it is that combination of the wonderful things and the horribly difficult things that really tie us to one another. And of course, it ends with that acknowledgement that the other person is to credit for seeing me through, and that my response to that is, I'm going to do this. I'm going to dance this dance better and better until it's perfect. I'm going to engage in this meal, this banquet that we're engaging in, until it's just perfect. So musically, talk a little bit about this. I wanted the song to start out the way it started out there that day on the Rapid Creek, the banjo and the voice, really, really simple, really singular. And then when we get to verse two, the acoustic guitar comes in. But I wanted it to build, because by the time we get to the end of the song, I wanted it to be raucous. I wanted it to be big. We brought in some strings. We brought in the percussion, and it's raucous. It's a party. It's a party by the end. But it's still saying the same thing. You're the one who sees me through, and I'm going to love you perfectly. And so, you know, that's kind of how we want the... That's kind of how we want the thing to grow, to go, you know. It may start out quietly, this relationship, this two people meeting and two people just getting to know each other, just feeling their way gently and carefully. And then you want it to be raucous by the end. And maybe that's not how it always is. But sometimes even in the quiet moments, it can feel like a party. I know some of my favorite times are just quiet moments sitting with Cheryl in the house, just enjoying each other's presence. So there you have it. Love You Perfectly from 2017's Refuge LP. You can find all my music and all my lyrics at Scott Simpson Music. .com, and you can stream on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Music. I wish you a very happy Valentine's Day, you and your loved ones. I just hope that your life is filled with love and joy and relationship, and I hope that if it is not, that you will have the confidence to know that you will find that. You will find that. And may your day be filled with love. Be well.